A year ago, Mark Elgart, the CEO of Saks's parent company, said DeKalb was in a state of conflict and chaos that developed over a 10-year period.
There's been poor, ineffective governance. There's been a decline in student performance. And there's been a depletion of the financial resources of this system to a position today which is very dangerous.
In the past year, Governor Deal replaced two-thirds of the school board and former state labor commissioner Michael Thurmond took over as superintendent. The district has gone from a deficit to a surplus. The school board also voted this week to settle a long-term lawsuit that cost the district millions of dollars. Despite those changes, Elgart now says it will be tough for DeKalb to come off of probation completely.
The type of issues and challenges that this school system faced were not created overnight, nor were their problems be resolved overnight. It's going to take a patient, sustained, stable approach to improvement over a period of 1 to 2 to 3 years.
Elgart says Saks will likely release review results in mid-January. Martha Dalton, WABE News.